This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We're in the middle, in case you hadn't heard, of something of a water shortage out here in California. Droughts are nothing new. Water's always been one of our biggest vulnerabilities. What is less apparent, though, is how vulnerable the water infrastructure is, specifically in Southern California. So today, as part of our series on the increasingly fragile infrastructure in this country, The Weak Link, here is Sarah Gardner from our sustainability desk with a different kind of California water story.
Ask people in Los Angeles whether they have extra water on hand just in case of, say, an earthquake.
I don't have any. I don't have any stored water.
I've given it some thought, but not a lot.
Well, I keep packs of Arrowhead water in the plastic bottles.
Yeah, I mean, nobody's think about that, you know. We're just living the life day by day.
I mean, I've seen a lot of water. I'm a Hurricane Katrina survivor, so I'm not really too afraid of earthquakes.
Everybody down!
Maybe San Andreas the movie will inspire more earthquake survival kits, but a realistic San Andreas scenario is scary enough. Seismologist Lucy Jones.
So if the earthquake were to happen today, first, we are cutting off all foreign water.
Southern California imports well over half its water supply. Los Angeles, up to 90%. A trio of monumental aqueducts delivers the water from hundreds of miles away. One problem, along a fault line, big earthquakes can shift the ground 20 feet or more, and all these aqueducts have to cross the San Andreas Fault to get here.
So I take the 110 to the 5?
Yeah, and then we'll get off on the 14.
It took a while, but with GPS coordinates and fault maps, we found one of those crossings in the high desert amid the sagebrush and rattlesnakes.
Here we are. We're on top of the San Andreas Fault, about an hour north of Los Angeles, just west of the city of Palmdale. As you can hear, it's really windy. And there's a big sign that says, stay out of the aqueduct, you may drown.
Now, that was the California aqueduct. It carries water here from the Sacramento-San Joaquin River Delta, another vulnerable water system propped up by earthen levees.
I mean, it makes pre-Katrina New Orleans look like an engineering marvel.
Political scientist Steve Erie.
All you need is basically a little earthquake up in Northern California, and you've got a major disruption in one of the key aqueduct systems that comes to Southern California.
And for a long time, says Lucy Jones, that's what officials imagined. Maybe one or two of the aqueducts would break in a magnitude 8 or stronger on the San Andreas.
It wasn't clear, I think, to the planners that it's very likely that all of them will break at once. A big earthquake happens on a long fault, and the most likely distribution actually takes out all of them.
Okay, but broken aqueducts can be repaired, right? And officials say they have 6 months of emergency water in storage. But here's the thing. All that storage doesn't matter if they can't get the water to your tap.
The old pipes under the streets, they're the real weak link.
Civil engineer Keith Porter and his colleague Charles Scawthorne have traveled the world studying earthquake damage to infrastructure. Scawthorne was in Japan in 1995 when a catastrophic quake struck the city of Kobe.
It sort of looked like Berlin after World War in April of 1945 or something. Collapsed buildings everywhere, people in the street huddled in camp chairs with coats around them, huddled around a fire in complete darkness.
Scawthorne says that big quake knocked out power and water. It took 3 months to restore water service citywide. Los Angeles and many Southern California cities are like the rest of the U.S., he says. The underground water infrastructure is crumbling. Throw in a monster quake on the San Andreas, and those corroded cast iron pipes are sitting targets.
We anticipate tens of thousands of breaks, and those repairs are going to take a long time. And in the meantime, you're not going to have water in your house.
Think of the water system like the human body, Scawthorne says. The aqueducts are the major arteries, but they're connected to thousands of miles of smaller pipes, like capillaries, that branch out to towns and streets to get water to your house or business. Enough breaks in those capillaries can bleed a city's economy. Keith Porter.
If you can't take a shower for months, you leave. And if you are the owner of that apartment building, you can't rent those apartments out and you go bankrupt. So we're talking about an existential threat to communities because of damage to water supply pipe.
Not to mention the post-quake fires they'll have to let burn because the hydrants are dry. Officials here now believe broken water infrastructure would hurt the Southern California economy the most, $50 billion in lost business by one estimate. That possibility isn't lost on business people here. Not many are willing to talk publicly about it, but some will.
I am Peter Corselli. I am vice president of U.S. Growers Cold Storage.
Corselli's company operates in an industrial city just south of Los Angeles.
We're going to go into the blast freezer. It's probably minus 20 in there, so we won't spend...
U.S. Growers freezes and refrigerates food for everybody from Trader Joe's to Farmer John, just across the tracks. Big boxes of chicken, beef, shrimp, veggies, stacked ceiling high in warehouses. Keeping all that cold takes about 20 million gallons of water a year. Corselli says they could last a week or so without water, but much more...
We would be out of business if we had an extended shutdown. It affects shipping. It affects everything.
Los Angeles Department of Water and Power's in-house earthquake expert Craig Davis says it's impossible to quake-proof all of Southern California's water infrastructure.
Because we can't prevent damage, but we need to make sure that our city still functions, that we can maintain an economy, that we can rebound back. If you lose the water, you lose the city.
Davis is among those pushing earthquake-resistant pipes and aqueduct retrofits, and L.A.'s mayor has an ambitious plan to make the city more resilient to big quakes. But money is an issue. Charles Scawthorne likes to tell the story of San Francisco Fire Chief Dennis Sullivan, who back in 1905 urged that city to fund a separate ocean water system to douse fires, just in case of a big shaker.
And it was rejected because it was going to be too expensive.
Not long after, the famous 1906 San Francisco earthquake hit, and the city nearly burned to the ground. In Los Angeles, I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.